Okay, I'd like to consider just one verse of the Bible tonight, and that is from Judges chapter 3. Judges chapter 3 and verse 31. Here we have a hero of the faith who gets one, arguably two verses dedicated to him, Shamgar. Judges chapter 3 and verse 31. After him, that was Ehud, after him was Shamgar, the son of Anath, who killed 600 men of the Philistines with an ox goad. And he also delivered Israel. Amen. Well, poor Shamgar. Or perhaps not. So we know that in the period of the Judges, Israel is generally unfaithful, and they fall into the hands of enemies. In this case, it's the enemies of the Philistia, the Philistines. The Philistines have evidently attacked Israel, perhaps after the death of Ehud, although we're told, you know, the land had rest for 80 years afterwards. Nevertheless, Shamgar killed 600 men. So there are 600 of them, and there is one of him. Presumably, the fight didn't take place all at the same time. That would have been fairly exhausting. Or did it? Maybe it did. I imagine that was 600 over his career, although I don't think they lined up politely, one by one, each waiting their day, their turn, to fight Shamgar. I imagine, he really had to play the warrior. So there's one of him, and there's 600 of them. We're not really told how he died. It is certainly implied that when he killed 600, the 600 did not kill him. It's implied, but it's not clear. Sometimes the opposition appears to be very great. One man against 600. Numerically, very hard to see how on earth he would win. Now, the text doesn't tell us, but of course we know it from the rest of the Bible. The Lord was on his side. God plus one is always a majority, I think, said John Knox. If God is for us, then who can be against us? So it wasn't really one man against 600. It was, in fact, one man plus the God of heaven against 600. It's actually a wonder that so few were harmed with that in mind. One commentator makes the point that although 600 appears to be a great number, actually it demonstrates that the enemy was not all that powerful. If all it took was 600 enemy soldiers to fall, then clearly the Philistines at that particular time were not in great shape. So although they appeared formidable and fearsome to Israel at the time, in fact, what we see here is a rather limited enemy. And if 600 can be dealt with, then Israel presumably can have peace. We're told he fought them with an ox goad. Some understand it to be a plowshare. Now, if I knew I had 600 enemies to fight, I can think of a Gatling machine gun, which I might prefer, perhaps a bazooka. Clearly they weren't invented at the time of Shamgar, but even by the standards of that period of time, an ox goad would not have been deemed a particularly proficient weapon. Presumably, he chose it because he actually was a ploughman, or he did actually work with the oxen. So he used that which was available, and what is available, God also used. Again, we think of the boy who had the loaves and the fish. That does not seem a sufficient meal for 5,000 men, plus the women and the children. But God uses the little that we have available, and multiplies it and magnifies it. God could, of course, have supplied him with 10,000 angels. He didn't. He provided him with an ox goat. And Shamgar used it. If you have limited resources, I feel I have limited resources. We as a chapel have limited resources. It's still important that we use well that which we do have. And but for that ox goad, 600 men may not have been slain. But for that ox goad, it might have been that Shamgar was slain. We're told he delivered Israel. Now, he's actually mentioned in the following chapter, in the Song of Deborah. Verse 6 tells us a little bit of what was happening at the time of Shamgar. In the days of Shamgar, son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were deserted, and the travellers walked along the byways. Village life ceased. It ceased in Israel until I, Deborah, arose. And Deborah there is pointing out that although Shamgar came, in fact he wasn't perhaps a long-term solution to the issues in Israel, but he was a solution to the issues in his day. So here is a man, probably a ploughman. He gets but one verse, possibly two, dedicated to him. We know that what the Philistines are doing is that they're controlling the roads. People are unable to travel about because of Shamgar's ministry with the ox goads. There was at least temporal relief offered. I know last week I quoted from Matthew Henry. Let me quote from him again. He that has the residue of the spirit could, when he pleased, make ploughmen judges and generals and fishermen apostles. It is no matter how weak the weapon is, if God direct and strengthen the arm. An ox goad, when God pleases, shall do more than Goliath's sword. I can't improve upon that. Matthew Henry, what a wise man. So be inspired this evening by Shamgar, a man of whom we know relatively little, who didn't achieve perhaps as much as Samson in the temple. He had a limited weapon, and the long-term effects of what he did, according to Deborah, were perhaps limited. But he was faithful in the time he lived. He was faithful with the resources he had, and he was worthy of commemoration in God's word. Therefore, I think we can be inspired by Shamgar, the son of Anath.